Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, hello, my little cherry pies. I don't know when this is going to go out, but at the time of recording, my book comes out tomorrow. Stop banging on about your book. Never will, never will. But tomorrow, I'm going to go and do loads of pranks and put my book in people's baskets. Well, I said to Adam Hess, I'm going to put my book in people's baskets in Waterstones. And he said, it's not Sainsbury's. People don't walk around with baskets. They might do, though. They might do. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm going to go and move my book to the front of the shop, etc., etc. High level, good time, pranks. That's my nickname. I also have got one of those patches. I've just put that patch on my arm, the Zoe patch, where you can measure like what foods have an effect on you, insulin, etc. And I put it on wrong and put the plaster at the bottom. And then I was like, has anyone else done this? And she was like, I can honestly say no. I feel so thick. I cannot follow instructions. It's so, I feel like an 80-year-old woman who's trying to like log on to an iPhone. Lock on. And then going, so how do I take a picture? That's my life right now. For some reason, I can't follow basic instructions. And I had a facial. What's my life? I know. And the woman was getting really annoyed at me because it was so complicated. Like the laser versus duo or whatever. And I was just going, I don't understand. I wanted to cry because she's being really mean. And I felt I was like 90 years old. Anyway, on we go. I mean, first world problems. Yes, I know. A facial. I'm going to get me. Anyway, I do also clean my own flat sometimes. So I'm very humble, very down to earth. Today, I've got Paul F. Tompkins on the show. I feel very honoured, very lucky to speak to him. He's like one of the best stand-ups. He's so stupid in a great way, so silly. And he's got a real twinkle in the eye. Anyway, he's exactly the sort of comedy I love. And he's very generous as a guest. As I don't know, as a host in this house, I imagine he is. He's got a very generous spirit. We're talking, we're laughing, we're living in this podcast episode coming up now. Well, hello.
Well, hello.
Lovely of you to make an effort. Tops and tails, as it were.
I'm thrilled to be here, Lou. I am a fan.
I'm a fan of you.
Come on. We don't have to play that game. But
No, I get nervous if I'm a fan, and I'm nervous today, a bit nervous, but I'm going to be really chill about it. You won't even know.
I think that's probably true.
But what I will say is you've got the couch of a bachelor, but you... and yet you're married.
Now, my marriage figures into this couch. Being here.
I'd love to know more.
My wife and I, before we moved into this house where we now live and will eventually die, we ordered this couch, and it took so long to arrive that we had switched addresses.
Oh.
So the big men come to put the couch in the room that we want them to put it in the room. This is a fold-out couch. This is for guests. And they are struggling to get it through the door, and they say, this won't fit. And my wife says, no, we measured it. We measured the doorway and we know the dimensions of the couch, so it will fit. And so they went back to struggling. And I turned to her and I said, did we measure that doorway? And she just shook her head no. She just believed in them. And they eventually wrestled it into the room.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So she was right, but you're also married to a liar.
Yes. And but a liar who has great instincts about people.
Yeah. Actually, that's not a liar. That's helping someone reach their full potential.
Was Jesus Christ a liar when he told people that, you know, all the shit that he said?
What did he do? Oh, so you're a Christian. Oh, so you've got a good fundamental understanding of the Bible. I couldn't honestly say I didn't know Jesus at the time, but I think my theory on Jesus is that he was high on cactus and that he was a real person. Yeah, because apparently you can get high and then all the stuff that he was like, oh, we're all one. You're like me. I'm not special. That was because he was like on something like psychedelics, I think. That's what I think.
He was like absolutely mainlining a Sabra and saying, everything's cool, you guys. I love you guys. You're the best.
He was a bit of a party guy. Mm-hmm. He was a bit of a hothead. And, you know, I stand by every damn thing he said.
I agree.
I used to listen to you all the time on Comedy Bang Bang. And then I forgot about it. You know how like podcasts are there every week and then you forget about them. And then I realize I haven't listened to it for years. And then, well, I've got back into it now. Thank you.
Well, I hope you're enjoying it.
I do like it. Do you like going on there?
I love it. I really love it. It's really fun. And it's, you know, I've been on it for such a long time that I've seen waves of people, you know, who are guests on the show come and go. And it's really fun. I like to meet the up and coming people who then pass me.
you're not, are you in the room? Are you all in the room?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can I be very, very frank with
you? I wish you would, and I dare you.
Okay, dare take. I can't resist a dare me. So you know I'm a long-term fan. I love the fact you're quite silly, but you wear a suit. Mm-hmm. But I found one clip of you online. There's not an easy way to say this. There's probably a politically better way to say it, but you look like a fat gangster. Do you know the clip I mean?
I don't know the clip you mean.
Oh, that's unfortunate. There's
any number of clips that are swirling around in my mind right now, but there's not one in particular that I thought, oh yeah, I look like a fat gangster.
Okay, so all the clips online, you look devilishly handsome, and they span the decades, but even like the recent ones, very handsome. And then there's one
even
clip,
the recent ones.
Even all of the clips, you look very handsome, very charming, a twinkle in the eye, very silly. Love them all. And there's one clip where, well, don't make me say it again. you look like you're in the mafia.
I think I know the one you're talking about.
Isn't that odd? Because you don't look like that at all.
Yeah. I've changed over the years for sure. And I think at that point, that would have been probably 1997 or 98. I was just coming off my first writing job, which meant it was also my first office job. And I had never experienced that level of anxiety before and that availability of snacks before. And so my body underwent a radical transformation within the space of a year.
And don't get me wrong, compared to most people, you still look lovely. It's just compared to you now, it's just a different look. It's not better or worse. It's just different.
I understand.
Which isn't an affront, you know, anyway, you know what I mean. Anyway, it's just
how the word affront got in there.
That was a mistake. That was a complete mistake. I mean, I got the wrong word. Oh, God. Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something, and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal. What does the F stand for? Do you know?
It stands, after some research, it stands for Francis.
Oh.
Yeah.
Classy, very classy.
I think so. I think it's a good name.
Lovely name, yeah. Lovely
Thank
name.
You. Do you have a middle name?
Samantha.
Oh, very fancy.
Yeah, I was going to be called Sam Sanders, which I think is better. But then my dad got his way and called me Louise and then got like asked to leave a couple of weeks later. So it's a bit annoying, really. Got shown the door.
He was asked to leave.
Asked to leave the family home. If you wouldn't mind, sir, this way. Thank you. So,
tired. We have an early day tomorrow. Please get out of this house.
Wow. We're wrapping this family up now.
I think Lou Sanders is better than Sam Sanders.
I prefer Sam Sanders, but thank you. That's made me like it more, actually, because I'm that fickle.
Okay.
Are you ready for the quickfire round?
Yeah, I'm not scared of you.
Okay. Show your mafia side, maybe. I don't know. wet food or dry food?
Wet.
I think so. Biggest work lie you've ever told?
I think I did once say that my father died. To get out of a shift.
And he hadn't.
Oh, no, he hadn't. No. He would years later, of course.
Yeah, of course. And that's.
Do you think I cursed him? Do you think when I told that lie in my early 20s that I cursed him to eventually die in his mid 80s?
No, I don't. I think you're free.
Okay.
I think you can walk away from that head held high. Not Will exactly do. High, because you shouldn't lie about the death of your father, of course, but. You know, it comes to haunt us all in the end, I suppose. Okay, your wife or your family's wife? I mean...
Your wife or your family's wife?
No, your family or your wife's family.
No. I'm answering the question that you asked. my wife or my wife's family, was that it?
No, God, no, that's no choice. It'd be your wife every day, hopefully. Your family or your wife's family?
Ooh, it's tricky. That is tricky. My wife has a blended family. Do you know that term?
Like mom and dad separated and then a new partner came on the scene.
That's exactly right. And he drags with him his baggage, which is a son. I'm going to say my family.
Okay. That's probably the way that it should be. That's
probably,
no offense.
Right?
Yeah. That's no offense to your family, but you're used to your customs and traditions.
That is exactly it. And outsiders don't understand.
Yes, because you've got some funny old customs and traditions.
Oh, yes, we do.
The Tompkins twerk, that's just one of them.
And it's not what you think it is.
No. What is it?
Well, we shake our asses. And,
oh, yeah. That's what I thought it was.
Too. Oh, it is what you thought. Oh, okay. My mistake. Yeah, yeah. My mistake.
The touch quiz will touch you now.
Okay, are you ready to play the touch quiz?
Yes, I am.
They'll stick a jingle here.
Which one will it be?
I think it'll be the touch quiz jingle.
Do you know what? The one that's in my head the most is, and it's just the end where you say, I think that's enough.
Yeah.
That's in my head a lot.
What is that one? I don't know any of my jingles.
It's where you're just singing Cuddle Club.
Oh, yeah.
You slightly, you get off the beat just ever so slightly. And I think it causes a panic. And then you end it.
You can see the real me, and I appreciate that. Are you musical? This isn't a touch quiz. I just wanted to know.
I am musical. I sing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't play anything.
Can you play guitar?
No.
You can play the guitar. If you believe in yourself, if your wife believed in you and told you you could play the guitar, you could play the guitar.
Oh, you mean I'm allowed to play the guitar, not that I'm able to play the guitar.
No, but I think, you know, in the way that she instilled the furniture people with a real powerful sense of self. I think if she told you.
If she just said, no, you can play the guitar. And then I'd eventually figure it out.
Yeah. Also, with your look, it's a crime not to play the guitar.
Well, maybe, I think probably when I went through my fat gangster phase, I was probably like, I can't do it. It doesn't work. You can't. Nobody wants to see a fat gangster play an acoustic guitar.
I know what you mean, actually, but I don't think that phase lasted very long. I would wager that phase lasted one video.
I think that's fair. Yeah. I think that's accurate.
Which is why I had the bravery just to bring it up early doors, you know?
Do you think there are any people in organized crime who can play the guitar?
There must be. You've got to have downtime.
You would think, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you've shot someone in the face, my God, you need to get away from yourself. And why not play a bit of Oasis in the evening? It makes sense to me.
But I wonder what music they listen to that would lend itself to playing guitar. You know what I mean? Like, I can't see a guy in the mafia listening to Mumford and Sons. But I suppose it's possible.
Maybe it's country and western.
I think you've cracked it.
If there are any mafia workers, mafia bosses that listen to Cuddle Club,
mafia workers.
Obviously, we'll treat it confidentially because, you know, we don't want to get anyone in trouble.
Of course.
But do tweet or email in and just tell us, you know, what you like to listen to in your downtime.
Yeah. And if you play any instruments at all.
Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough.
Okay, touch quiz. Five questions. You have to guess what I'm thinking about touching. It's not rude. And bear in mind that I change the answer every time for the guest.
Of course.
And bear in mind that you're in America.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a clue.
Okay.
They do have these things in every other country, and they're probably not exactly most known to be in America. In America, but okay. I certainly think Americans like them.
Okay, so it's something that they do have in America, but America's not known for having this.
Yeah, yeah, America, I would associate America with them, definitely. But then I've just thought, I think they originate from a different country, but America's very known for them. Mm. In films, people often have ordering these things. That's a big clue. Okay, no more clues.
Ordering these things.
I'd love it if you got it first time.
Boy, me too. French fries.
No.
Hmm. Are you sure?
Let me think. Not French fries.
Okay.
But, you know, you're not too far away from the trifle, as it were. And that's not a clue. But it's not a clue, but it's not not. It's not a clue, but it's not not a clue.
Far away from the trifle.
Mm.
I don't know all the expressions. I know a good deal, but that one is new to me. Hamburger. No, you wouldn't touch that.
I wouldn't touch a hamburger, no, you're absolutely right.
Not with a 10-foot pole.
No, not a real one.
But like a rubber one that you would give a dog.
A rubber one, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I would give, a dog's toy, for example.
It's not a dog's toy, is it?
It is. It could be. It could be. A hamburger, dog's toy. Oh. If it's not, it should be.
No, I thought I meant something else.
You didn't. Let me tell you what you mean, okay?
I'm going to say they have it in America. It's not from America, but America orders it, and it's not too far from the trifle.
It's not too near to the trifle either.
Is it a food? Can I ask questions like that?
Yeah, it's a food. You absolutely can. So you've asked three questions. It is a food. I'd say this. Oh, I don't want to give you too many clues, but you've got me. I'm going to. It can be sweet or savory, but it's usually sweet.
Mm. Usually sweet in America?
Around the world. They've started doing savory ones, but usually, you know, if I'm thinking of this word, I'm thinking it's sweet. That's what I'm thinking.
They started doing savory
ones. But I know they do savory ones.
Is it iced cream?
Ooh, absolutely. I'm going to tear you apart, that one.
I can't. I'm doing the best I can. And what's not helping is you making these big, exaggerated displays of frustration.
Have a little think and think to yourself, do you think it's ice cream? Really? Really?
Why is that?
Come on. Oh, God. I'd hate to be you right now.
You know what? You would. You're saying the sweet and savory things go on top of this thing?
Yeah. So it's more of a sort of, it's a real base. It's a real base for things. But it's fun on its own, but it is a base.
This is harder than I thought it would be.
Yeah. You don't, it's like, we've got a show called Mastermind in the UK. And
I've heard of it.
Yeah. And people, you know, think that it's easy when they're playing at home, and then the music and the intense presenter and everything. And I think this is a bit like Mastermind. Basically.
That is like our Jeopardy. It's very easy to play at home. And in fact, they make the test to be on the show harder than the show itself because they don't want people to panic and freeze.
Yeah.
And then there's Celebrity Jeopardy where it's just stupid questions that anyone can answer.
Yeah, that's what we have because celebrities are, say it with me, dumb.
I'm going to say it is tacos. I don't know. I cannot think of what it is.
No, it's a waffle. I'm sorry. It's a waffle. You think you've given too many clues, but in the end, you've not given enough. I'm so sorry about that. I'm so sorry. All your achievements, and it's come down to this.
It really, that really took me by surprise. I did not see that coming. I forgot waffles were a thing. I haven't had a waffle. Dear. I have not had a waffle in, I'm going to say, literally decades.
Really?
Yeah.
If you'd gone for it and had a waffle last week, that might have helped you out, mightn't it?
I think it might have. Yeah. Mm.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Like a... Hang on. Like a bridge over cuddled water... It's now time for Like a Bridge Over Cuddled Water, and I have to get my message from Scroobius Pip because he has done them. Here we go.
Cut, cuddle, cut. 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 Cut, cuddle, cut.
Cut, cuddle, cut. Cut, cuddle, cut.
Cut, cuddle, cut. Cut, cuddle, cut.
Cut, cuddle, cut. Cut, cuddle, cut.
Do you know it? Yes, I do. Go on. That is, of course, the epic Single Ladies by Beyoncé.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done.
And well done to Scroobius Pip.
Yeah, I think so. You never would have got it if I was doing it. Okay, do you have any health complaints? I'm just going to look them up in the doctor's book.
I have my left ankle will sometimes start hurting out of nowhere and become a little bit difficult to walk on unless I sort of walk on it very firmly and then it kind of goes away. I have to literally walk it off. But I don't know where it comes from and I don't know why it's intermittent.
Okay.
And I don't know what to do about it.
It comes from the Lord. It's punishment and we're going to see why. Okay.
Oof. Bad news for me.
No, it is ankles is the inflexibility and guilt. Ankles represent the ability to receive pleasure. Okay.
Okay.
So you have to say, I deserve to rejoice in life. I accept all the pleasure life has to offer.
Now, I feel I do have to point this out for people who are listening and cannot see. You were reading that book sideways?
Well, yes and no. Yes, I was reading the book sideways, but that is how the book is printed.
No, why is it printed like that? Why have they done that?
Because it's Heal Your Body, Louise O'Hay, and the first pages are like this, and then to really maximize the page in a table format, they've gone side on.
The name Louise O'Hay haunts me because I used to work in a bookstore and I had one of my sections that I had to take care of was the health and wellness and self-help section. And so, of course, I would see these books every day and none of them were touched except the books that were about sex, which were always pulled out of the shelves and laying around and dog-eared.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that was you behind that, wasn't it?
That was me, yes.
Okay.
And they eventually took that section away from me. I was disgraced. I was defrocked at the bookstore.
And that's when you said your dad's dying, isn't it?
Oh, I just heard my dad's dying. I have to go before the ceremony where you strip me of my uniform.
So I hope that's helped you. Do you believe in that stuff?
I mean, I do feel like there is, I've never done acupuncture, but I believe in the principle of it, that, you know, your body is connected in ways that we don't necessarily, are not necessarily intuitive, but that this thing, you know, this nerve connects to this, and that makes sense to me, you know, because I think the body is very, is a very complex machine. And so that does make sense to me, but still I've never done it.
Is this one step too far, do you think?
I mean, I don't, somehow my ankle means I can't receive pleasure. I don't get that. I don't understand how that's connected. I feel like I enjoy things. I don't know. I don't know. What does that mean?
It's just meaning that your body's giving you different signs all the time. So if you had got a bit, I can't really imagine you as a serious person, but say you'd got a little bit more serious for you or something, or say you just come from a meeting at the pension office or a financial institute or something, then your ankle's like, hey, don't forget to enjoy life, you know?
Wait, so the ankle is trying to give me a wake-up call?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but it's something like that. It's your body kind of like is trying to talk to you.
Okay, I will try to keep that in mind the next time it happens and see what situation I'm in.
Yeah, see when it happens and see if just before that you've had to talk to someone really boring or something. Do you know what I mean?
It did happen one time right before I went on stage. I was doing an improv show with some people, and right before I went on stage, it happened.
Yeah, because your ankle's saying, don't forget to have fun.
Well, I was planning on it, so I don't understand why my ankle has to get involved.
Well, maybe your ankle knows you better than you, you know?
I don't think so. I think my ankle needs to stay the fuck out of it. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, well, now she's asking.
Well, do you mind if I ask what your family were like, for God's sakes?
I don't mind.
I thought you were going to say, I don't know them.
I blocked it all out. I come from a big family. There were six kids in my family. First three girls, then three boys. So I mostly grew up with my two brothers. And we were all about 3 years apart. So I have the vaguest memories of my sisters living in the house. But it was mostly me and my two brothers. And I was the middle boy. So I was the second middle child in the family. Not the best.
That's not told me anything about your family.
Okay. They were, do you want their heights?
What was your father and mother like? Did you love them?
I did love them. They have both passed on. They were not easy people. My mother was a very, I think she was burnt out from having six kids, which was, guess what? That was your idea.
Yeah.
But, so don't shoot the messenger, but she was kind of tough, and it was very, she was loving, but she was also very tough, and it was a huge deal to get a laugh out of her. You know what I mean? And my dad was extremely quiet, extremely remote. And in many ways, his death did not alter our relationship in any way.
Oh, wow.
It's really not that much different than when he was alive, except I don't make those two phone calls a year.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I saw you do stand up about when your mom died. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was really amazing to do stand up, like, about how fucking weird it is when someone dies.
It's so strange, especially a parent. It's you know, the landscape of your universe changes. It's weird. It's really weird when one of your parents dies. In addition to it being sad, it is very, even though it's the most natural thing, of course your parents should pre-decease you, and I hope that for everyone. But it's really weird that person's just not there anymore. Is very strange. Yeah.
And it's like who you belong to, in the sense of, like, well, I did DMT once, and when I was coming down, I was like, who do I belong to? Like, you know what I mean? And it's like a tree, and then the roots get taken, and you're like, oh God, well, what now? Like, who's my little family now?
Yeah.
I think that's why people have kids, so that it's not so weird, mate. I mean, I'm sure there's other reasons to have kids, but like,
I can't think of one.
But I feel like that's what a lot of people, so they have a sense of belonging, you know?
That makes sense to me.
Or you could join a cult.
But that's always an option. That's you can even do that if you have kids.
That's true, true. You get them involved. Become
yes,
a family.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you could put this music under anything.
Have you ever had a weird cuddle or like best or worst? I've got to ask something to the format, unfortunately.
Does it have to be strictly a...
No.
Okay. I've only told this story to one other person.
Okay.
I've certainly never told it in public before.
Oh, great. Exclusive.
And it is... I want to tell you it's absolutely mortifying and it's very hard for me to tell the story, but I'm hoping that this will... hopefully unburden me, because even telling the one person didn't really do it, but maybe this will help.
Cathartic.
So my wife and I were living in New York for a year for a job that I had. She came with me. This is before we were married. And she had some old friends that I had maybe met once before, but they lived in Brooklyn. And so we were going to visit them. They just had a baby. So we were hanging out with them and they're adorable, gorgeous baby. And then it was time for us to leave. And, you know, the one friend who is the mommy was sitting there with the baby. And so I leaned in to kiss the baby on the head as we were leaving. Mm. And I realized as I was a few inches away that she was feeding the baby via her breast attached to her person.
Oh.
And I was so close that I was like, I just have to complete this.
Mm.
And so I kissed the baby. I could see out of the corner of my eye this woman's face. Like, what is happening? And I just acted like it was a natural thing to do that everyone does. And we left. And I didn't say anything to this woman or my wife or anyone until this year.
Oh, no.
This is the second time I've ever acknowledged that this happened.
Oh.
I cannot describe to you the deep pit of mortification that I was in instantly. It was so fast.
Yeah.
Like, what? when I got closer and I saw what's going on, she's like, what are you doing? You can't, this isn't a thing. And then I kissed the baby and just got the fuck out of there.
I think that is no shame on you, because you are trying to act like breastfeeding is natural, is normal. We're told
Lou, I went through all of this later, for sure.
Yeah. I think it's fine. If someone did that while I was breastfeeding a baby, I've got some questions. One, my wet nursing someone else's baby.
Sure.
But if I had a baby and I was giving it life and someone kissed it on the head, I think I would think, yeah, okay, I get your intention. Bit clumsy, but, you know, nonetheless.
Would you... even consider that this person did not fully notice what was going on?
I think so, because I think you don't notice. Like, you have to have a real gawp to know if a mum's feeding its baby or it's just cuddling its baby.
Yeah, you know.
And I think there should be signs that women hang around their neck, breastfeeding an operation, something like that, to save your feelings. I do.
Because on the one hand, it used to be that women, even your friends, would like cover up while they were feeding the baby. They put like a little blanket over or something like that. And I think I was used to that. And so I didn't process in my mind, oh, she's just doing, she's not, there's nothing, this is a natural thing. There's nothing to be ashamed of. She's just doing this.
Yeah.
But still.
If anything, you're showing your support for women, you know, breastfeeding in public.
I mean, sure. If anybody takes that away, then great.
No, I think you're absolved of your shame there.
Well, you can say that, but we'll see.
Well, what did your wife say when you told her?
No, I never talked about it to my wife.
Oh, okay.
I don't think even, I'm trying to remember. This was, oh God, how long ago was this? This was 2009. And I honestly don't remember if I said to her when we left, like, okay, I just did this weird thing, or if I was so mortified that I didn't even say anything to her about it. Because she was there. I mean, I think she saw it happen.
Yeah. I think it's fine. I really think it's fine.
Oh, it felt
unless
so bad.
You were trying to get a look at the nips, I think you're absolved.
I did push the baby's head away from the breast.
Tompkins' turn.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
Okay, last of all, what do you think life's all about?
I mean, I do think it's about us connecting with each other. I think that's the reason that there's so many of us here, and especially considering we're so, as far as we know, we're so remote from any other life in the universe that it really is that we're supposed to kind of connect and enjoy each other and have fun. And I'm not saying you have to be positive all the time and all that, but I do think that we're supposed to err more on the side of turn the other cheek than we're not, you know?
Yeah. I would hard agree actually.
Yeah. I mean, what else? I don't get it otherwise, you know, we're special, weird creatures, and I don't understand what would be the point otherwise, if anything. And I'm not a spiritual person. I am an atheist, but I guess my religion is like the family of humanity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's difficult to be a person, and there's people that I certainly don't like, or people that I'm jealous of, or people that I think are bad people, or whatever.
Do you want to quickly list them?
Can I put them in the chat?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll just cut and paste because I keep a list. Yeah. I keep a running list.
Okay, lovely. Oh, thank you so much for coming on. I'm so happy that you agreed to come on. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. I am such a big fan, and this was really fun. It was exactly as fun as I hoped it would be.
If you ever need anything from me, you just let me know, okay?
Oh, I will.
Okay, great.
Oh, yeah. Count on it.
Oh, so that's Paul F. Tompkins. What a lovely guy. He's one of those guys, I'm going to use the word charismatic, okay? And you're going to agree with me, I suppose, because you heard it with your own ears and eyes. Eyes? No, you can imagine. Look, if you go on his website, paulftompkins.com, and you click live performances, there's a really funny picture of him just above that. And it says, I make no promises. I mean, he's funny. He's got funny bones. Anyway, it's got all his gigs coming up. A lot of them are in America. But I know that some of you are in America. He's going to New York. He's going to Charleston. Yeah, he's spreading himself around. Okay, love you. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.